Okay. When last we left Lemmy Kilmister, we were listening to Hawkwind, Born to Go, from their Space Ritual LP. Well, something happened to Lemmy in 1965. He loved being in Hawkwind. He loved it. He shunned, especially with, as I pointed out, his distinctive bass style, which was an integral part of that group. He loved being in the band. He loved their experimentation and also their Chuglin rock sensibility at the same time. But something happened when they were crossing the U.S.-Canadian border in Windsor, Ontario. Lemmy was arrested on drug possession charges. This was back in 1975. He spent 5 days in jail and then was released without being charged. But the guys in Hawkwind, as crazy as they were, did not take kindly to it and fired Lemmy. Lemmy, by his own admission, said that was one of the toughest things in his life. It was one of the roughest things that ever happened to Ian Frazier, Lemmy Kilmister. He says he wept. He admitted it. He said he cried like a baby. But not for long. He formed a new band, which he called Bastard, with guitarist Larry Wallace, who was formerly of the Pink Fairies, Steve Took's Chagrot and UFO, and drummer Lucas Fox. Now, Lemmy and Took were friends, and Stook was the stepfather to Lemmy's son, Paul. But the manager informed Lemmy that, you know, a group with the name of Bastard is never going to get a slot on Top of the Pops. So Lemmy changed the band's name immediately to Motorhead, which was the last song he wrote while he was in Hawkwind. Soon after, both Wallace and Fox were replaced by Fast Eddie Clark and a drummer that stayed with Lemmy almost to the end, Phil Filthy Animal Taylor. And that lineup began to achieve some success. Lemmy's guttural vocals were unique at that time in rock and roll. This was before the punks were screaming and being guttural and heavy thrash metal came along and stuff like that, death metal. Nobody was singing with the... Lemmy was. And that became quite an influence on the punk vocalist, to say the least. Well, the band peaked in the early 80s, but always kept on touring. Let's start off with, I play it as the outro to my show. You hardly ever hear the entire tune. So why don't we play Motorhead by Motorhead from their first album entitled Motorhead.
Just in case. Just in case. Just in case.
I'm having fun. I apologize. Here we go. We'll be right back. Yeah, with some nice feedback fade out by the man in Motorhead. Here's a couple of more quotes from Lemmy Kilmister. I like this one a lot. I like all of his quotes because, like I said, he was a no-nonsense guy who didn't suffer fools or assholes lightly. Nor should any of us, but we do. A lot of us do. A lot of us are too kind or too weak or whatever. I generally give people a wide benefit of the doubt in most cases, in situations. And I allow people to push me pretty far and to push my buttons pretty hard. But only to a certain point. Usually for myself, I don't mind if people are poking at me or hurting me. But once they start attacking the ones I love, ooh, that's when I go into overdrive. But here's Lemmy. Here's a couple of quotes from Lemmy, which I love. If you're going to be a fucking rock star, go be one. People don't want to see the guy next door up on stage. They want to see a bean from another planet. Which probably goes a long way to explaining David Bowie's allure. He's a great musician, great mentality. You could tear him apart. Does he have the best voice? Does he have the best this? Does he have that? No. But it's the whole package, man. And Lemmy was right about that. Here's another one. Lemmy was a big collector of Nazi memorabilia, but not the Nazi philosophy. He was no skinhead. He was no neo-Nazi. He detested those people, as a matter of fact. But he loved the memorabilia. The uniforms, stars, iron crosses, things like that. He dug it from, quote, a bizarre artistic, unquote, standpoint. And here's what he had to say about it. I don't understand people who believe that if you ignore something, it'll go away. That's completely wrong. If it's ignored, it gathers strength. Europe ignored Hitler for 20 years. As a result, he slaughtered nearly a quarter of the world. Ouch. How right you are, Lemmy. That's like people who are laughing and making fun of Trump and amazed at how far he's gone and why he has maintained his lead for so long in all the polls. Well, number one, people don't take him seriously. Number two, there are a lot of bigoted people out there in the world, and they keep their bigotry and their racism and their other things beneath the surface, underneath a thin veneer of civility. But when allowed the opportunity to vent, when someone like Trump, who just foregoes all the code words, it's sad. Sad but true. Here's one more thing. And I think this applies to a lot of politicians and blowhards. Another Lemmyism. I don't think it's fair to be waving your dick around when people are minding their own business and might not want to see it. This guy was like the people's philosopher. I love him. Oh, one more. Why not? Four Lemmy quotes, and then we'll listen to some more Motorhead music. If you didn't do anything that wasn't good for you, it would be a very dull life. What are you gonna do? Everything that is pleasant in life is a bit dangerous. Oh, I think there's a strong element of truth to that. We'll let it go with that. Let me tell you about something we're going to listen to next. It's a concert from the club L'Amour in Queens, New York. I was there on August 10th, 1983. I was very happy when I saw it online, made available by the wonderful Wolfgang's Vault. Years ago, I downloaded this. And this short concert, we will listen to. We're going to listen to Lemmy on vocals and bass, of course. Brian Robinson was playing guitar at the time. And guess who was on drums? Well, Phil Filthy Animal Taylor. And he spelled filthy with a PH. We're going to listen to Back to the Funny Farm, Tales of Glory, Marching Off to War, Iron Horse, Born to Lose, Another Perfect Day, Shine, and then I Got Mine. Here's Lemmy Kilmister and the Gentleman from Motorhead.
Thank you. big bang is set for something. Listen, baby, I'm telling you that. You think it's over, baby, I'm not. You tell me, tales of glory. But I know, what, baby, it's the same old song. You think I'm gonna fall for you? You're right, you're gonna blow it right through. But I ain't the right answer. I'm just gonna keep you guessing. You think you're gonna stitch me up? You find it a real bad luck. I'm gonna leave you, babe. But then you're the money you'll save. You tell me tales of glory. But I know your fame is the same old story. Leave me out, see you tired and out of doubt. Get me out, get me out, get me out of here.
Thank you. This one is especially for a friend of ours called Jethro. Where is he? Jethro? I know he's in here somewhere. Where is he? Wave to me, Jethro. Let me see where you are. See him. He's a good boy. You may not know him, but you can take my word for it. I know a good boy when I see one, and that's one right there. This one is called Iron Horse, Born to Lose.
Wasted forever on sweet bicycles. Yes, and the brothers, they're all bones loose. And I in the horsey play. And I in the horsey, let me die. I in horses away. I in horses away. I in horses away. I in horses away. Lion horses away! Lion horses away! This one is the latest title track for my latest album, I should say. This is This is called Another Perfect Hangover. You know you can't go back.
chances are, maybe you don't know the places you gotta go. You know you tell the truth in a different way. It's all the same for you. No matter what you do, you will reduce this time. Another perfect day, that's it.
I'm gonna make you sad.
Thank you. See you in a minute. I bet that's your boyfriend with you as well, isn't it? No? Okay, stick around, you could be in business. Thank you very much, New York. Thank you very much, Queens, New York. Thank you very much, L'Amour, Queens, New York. For Christ's sake. I mean, don't forget, have a look around. Half of you have left. Okay, so the ones that are still here have got to really dig it, all right? Or else you can leave too, I'll play by myself. That's not very healthy, you know. Joking, lasts me about half an hour. This one is our last single, it's called I Got Mine.
Don't be gone. right now, right here. Nobody's going to interfere. Right now, this time, you got yours to the limit. Rise up.
Nay, nay, thank you. Thank you, Lemmy. Lemmy Kilmister, that was the complete set from L'Amour in Queens, New York, August 10th, 1983. I was there. It was a short set, and he was correct. At least half the audience left. They weren't getting him. We were at the height of New Wave and stuff like that. And some of that sleek, slick 80s rock. Lemmy was always true to himself and true to form, never changed. As he said at the beginning of almost every show, we are Motorhead and we play rock and roll. We heard I Got Mine, Shine, Another Perfect Day, Iron Horse, Born to Lose, Marching Off to War, Tales of Glory, and Back to the Funny Farm. This is the Mozart to Motorhead show. I am your host, and we are hosting a tribute to Lemmy Kilmister, who passed away on December 28th. Lived hard, wouldn't give up the booze and the amphetamines. I'm going to play a few more tracks, live track. See how many I can get in here. Hopefully I can get in what I need to get in or what I want to get in. It's recorded at the First Midwest Bank Amphitheater in Tinley Park, Illinois on July 21st, 2012. Here are a few more quotes from Lemmy. People have forgotten that sex is fun. It's the most fun you can have without laughing. People have forgotten that. It's all deadly serious. AIDS. You can get gonorrhea from a blowjob. So what? That's the risk you have to take. If you're going to have sex and be happy about it. Don't be looking over your shoulder all the time. It ruins everything. Well, that is certainly one way to look at it, and that's the way Lemmy looked at it. Here's something else he also said. There was a magazine in England who said, I screwed 2,000 women, and I didn't. I said 1,000. Oh, when you think about that, it isn't that unreasonable. And here's what he had to say about the younger generation. This entire generation seems to have become pussies, you know? Nobody seems to enjoy themselves much anymore. They're all knocking each other down for enjoying themselves. Yes, social media has created a whole genre of haters. And there's one thing Lemmy hated was haters. Oops, doesn't that make him a hater? I'm not sure. Anyhow, let's listen to a couple of tracks from this Tinley Park concert. We'll listen to Bomber and Damage Case, and I hope we have time to hear Going to Brazil.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Chicago. Again. How you motherfuckers doing today, all right?
Oh, those irrepressible spirits in Motorhead. Vulgar and irreverent, as always. That's from Tinley Park in Illinois. Recorded and performed on July 21st, 2012. I want to play Going to Brazil from that concert, but I think I'll start off the third hour of this week's Mozart to Motorhead show, special edition tribute to Lemmy Kilmister. And the reason being that I'm running out of time. That's all. Just running out of time this hour. I don't want to press it. I want to get to some more stuff in the next hour. You know, as is pretty evident, there's a ton of stuff. I haven't even gotten into any of the late 70s shows, 80s shows, some of the 90s shows. Just so much. Maybe I'll do that at another time in the near future. Time willing. And I make it to the near future, let alone the far future. But I'm enjoying this. I haven't played all Motorhead on the Mozart to Motorhead show ever. And maybe I should have done more then. But as Lemmy was wont to say, he hated regrets. Hated them. Here's what he had to say about it. I don't do regrets. Regrets are pointless. It's too late for regrets. You've already done it, haven't you? You've lived your life. No point wishing you could change it. You had a no-nonsense attitude. I love it. We're going to let the two radio stations, respectively, take their breaks, give you some information, impart to you some information, and then we'll be back for the third and final hour of this week's special edition Mozart to Motorhead show with your host, John Hamill.